caballero.
Es un hombre extraordinario.
Me impresiona mucho.
Pues, ¿sabes qué? Yo creo que no es tanto el físico, es más bien la personalidad que tiene y todo lo que proyecta.
Ya me lo imagino con su smoking blanco, un martini en una mano y un costoso habano en la otra.
Provocativo. Atractivo.
A new stereophonic sound spectacular.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour madame, bonjour monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Sit back, relax, and close your eyes.
Hey, hello there, hello there. Welcome, welcome back. Amazing and beautiful people on this Friday, March the 29th. Live streaming on Rumble and YouTube, maybe linked out, I don't know, we'll think about it. X also, we're back on X, and soon we're going to try maybe some space audio with some kind of user group, maybe taking the Scrum Beer user group. So this is the 61 episode of the Dare Real Agile podcast about entrepreneurship, business agility, and everything, and maybe... the sound, it's not that good as usual, because for those who are watching the live stream this Friday instead of listening it to Spotify, Amazon, and Apple, and most of it, we'll see after, because this is a pre-recording on the Last Supper on Thursday, because for the Christian, it's La Semana Santa. Tomorrow is Good Friday, Le Vendredi Saint, for the Christ. I know our colleague Muslim are also in the last week or a couple of last days of the Ramadan. And for the Jew, I don't know if there's something, or the Passover is next weekend, something like that. But anyway, it's a lot of holidays right now for those who follow the sky or follow a God, or you follow your heart. For me, I'm pretty open. I like to work and talked about it with my colleague, respectfully accommodate everyone who would like to practice something, because it's important. This is a true diversity, not just a lip service. I do believe that people should actually celebrate what they believe in. So if you believe in Muhammad or Allah, you do so. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you do so. If you believe in Buddha or what have you, so you're welcome, because human are my sisters and brothers, all human, whatever your choice is. I respect your choice. And as my mother taught me, I will respect. No, that's not the one. I'm sorry about that. So I will respect and reciprocity, because that's the golden rule. It's beyond Jesus Christ's golden rule of do or treat others as you would like to be treated. I think this is a universal thing. So, yeah, maybe, as you could see, for those who are watching on Rumble and YouTube, you might see that the studio is upside down. There's no more curtain. The wall is getting gut. So I did a little setup just to, you know. But yes, and maybe the sound, because all the stuff, all the thing that was helping the sound to be better in the studio are removed, because I'm moving. I'm going to be first in the jungle, so I'm going to be totally grid off for the first week of April. Coming back in Montreal for the eclipse, the solar eclipse, and then we'll go back to normalcy for the Friday Live Agile. And I guess maybe, just maybe, I'll be grid in from my grid off in the jungle of the Yucatan for the French first Friday, which is April 5th, that I will be out in Mexico. So we'll see. I don't know. It's continuous training and planning, right? But I've got something in store for you, because I receive a lot of emails and thank you for the tutorial of the 13 the last special podcast that you could have also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, but also streaming here on YouTube and Rumble. That was the 13th thing a gray scrum master or a gray scrum mistress should not ignore. That was a very good success, very good feedback. People liked it. They asked me more. So I should come back with another capsule, especially on Scrum, because from now on, I'm Scrum over Agile. I'm only Scrum and Prism, Subsension, Common Sense, what is good for the client and professional services, and so on. So don't talk to me about Agile. Talk to me about business agility. Yes. Talk to me about entrepreneurship, innovation. And today, this is what we're going to do. We are going to read you the second installment out of 9 great article from Mike Beadle, the late Mike Beadle, that it's been 6 years on March 23rd. So as this month, episode 61 of the Dairy and Agile, I would like to honor him by reading you one of his great thing about the innovation revolution that he wrote on November 19, 2016. But you're going to see it's pretty, pretty relevant even today. So that's going to be like a great podcast like this. Relax for me. Not too much preparation. Just honoring my late master, my late mentor. And that's going to be available this Friday. If you're watching live, it's this Friday, the 29th, Good Friday. Hope you're enjoying your Easter weekend or your Ramadan end of fast that starting, I think, to the new moon next week with the eclipse, apparently. And now the sun is playing with me for those who are watching still. So I hope the sound's going to be good. I seems to pitch a lot, very, very loud. Let me adjust it here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So anyway, audio podcaster, I'm open to your criticism as long as it's constructive. And but usually I didn't change my setup lately, but for some reason, I seem to pitch high. So if there's people out there who could teach me something, please come forward. Otherwise, without further ado, I'm going to share something first with you before going into this article of Mike Beadle about the innovation revolution. That actually Enterprise Scrum for Business Agility will help. I'd like to share with you another thing from my dear master, which was I'm sorry, I'm rumbling because for those who know, I've got this kind of hate and love relationship with Streamlabs. That is my tool for now to record and streaming, and there's always something. So now, again, yes, because they don't listen. They are not agile over at Streamlab because what? They don't care about their user comment. They don't care about the real usability. So let's see it now. You should see my screen. I don't even know if you see my screen, if I do it like that. Okay, let's do it like that. I don't know. And anyways, I'm going to concentrate more and more about the audio experience for my audio podcaster, because this is where you are about now, almost 6,000 following me every month. So thank you very much for your letters, for your emails, for your great comment, your suggestion. And yes, the episode of end of April will be about I Am the Scrum Master. It's going to be a snippet of one of my great workshop on the role of a Scrum Master. So maybe I've been told now you'd like to see me. Okay, so you're going to see me like that. No, like that though. Hey, here we go. So let's, I want to read you this great thing, the resonant agility. And a great conversation I had once in New York with Mike Beadle, having a great gin because we're a gin guy. So relaxing after 3 days of training and workshop. And we were discussing about what is your agility? How do you decline a contract or a request for work? And he came up with that. He said to me, like, so you think alike, Fredo, because he was calling me Fredo. That's my really good name. The agility I believe in, I did start this like this. I said to him to answer his question. The agility I believe in, it's something that it's inviting. It's something that have a purpose. It's really customer centric and stuff and that. And then after, it was always like taking a napkin or something, a paper, and he started writing something. And then he posted on his Twitter back in the day. That was 2016, I believe. He posted it like from our conversation, he posted that. The agility I believe in. So this is from Mike Beadle, inspired by our conversation we had in New York somewhere in summer 2016. So the agility I believe in, invite high capable people to co-create something great. Okay. And he says like we, like those capable people who will co-create something great and probably have me and mine and some others of the Enterprise Scrum Network. So believe in the purpose of want to do. Yes. Walk the talk, want to do. Do with people we like and respect and that benefit all people experience, which is customer experience, user experience, employee experience, and so on. Put an X on everything stakeholders experience. It's also, we are aiming for all at once result driven, outcome based in my case that I developed. From that idea, and always improving, never be static, always improving. So this is the agility Beadle and myself believe in, and we decide, him and I, we call it resonant agility, and that was by Mike Beadle and continued by yours truly, Alexandre Frédéric Joly, Fredo. So just have to subscribe for more meaningful content like this. Could follow AFJ on Twitter, AFJ Frederick on Twitter, not on Twitter, on Instagram. And of course, if you are watching this on, now the sun is really pissing me off, even if I love the sun, but now it was not supposed to. So excuse me a second. Sorry for the viewers, but today definitely this full moon powers the eclipse start to piss me off a lot. And I'm just hoping that because the studio is in deconstruction, that the sound buffer is not too too annoying. So sorry about this, that. But, you know, I'm authentic and I'm live. I'm not static. So resonant agility, that was that part that I wanted to share with you. I know I shared a lot in my training, in my workshop and everything. But now I needed to put it there again, thinking of Mike, saluting him 6 years after the tragic event that... remove it from the equation of this life experience. And this agile, the agile movement, the business agility movement is missing him a lot. Even if Mizik, myself, some others, we try to, you know, to bring the flame of consciousness of this capable agility. Unfortunately, the agile industrial complex is winning the battle, not the war, the agile wars. Yes, you don't like it, but that's the true reality. So stop being this this head in the sand. So anyways, without further ado, and this is more for the audio podcaster. So for those who are watching, you're welcome. But again, this is like kind of an audio book. Let's call it an audio article from a great Mike Beadle article of November the 19th, 2016 on Medium.com and also in his archive. I kept it. It's all in PDF. For the posterity, and now it's going to be into this podcast of the Dare Real Agile for business agility with entrepreneurship and innovation. And let's kick in. The title is The Innovation Revolution and How Enterprise Scrum, Mike Beadle's creation, will help. So I'll read it as it is, and that's that. The innovation revolution is about innovating and everything we do within a company. It is larger than digitization or the creative economy, some call it, and it will be powered by business agility techniques, by business agility frameworks like Enterprise Scrum and the business agility transformation and evolution. But what is business agility? Business agility is about, and he prioritized it in order. And like, just be conscious here. He wrote it at the end of 2016, before reconstructing his version 4.0 and early 2017, before the Chicago event of October 2017, where Daniel Music bring those t-shirts, the Beatles. And so that was like a prelude to how you will try to invite 19 people to co-sign, to co-create the definition, a proposed definition, not the definition, but a definition. And I'm going to probably put the link in the description of the podcast for you to go see what is Enterprise Scrum, or how they describe, how we describe together one proposed value definition of business strategy. So just have in mind that this is prequel, it's preluding what we already been shared about this definition, what is on my website, also at agile-lounge.com under Enterprise Scrum page, where I put this text of a definition. So this was probably his draft idea to ask others to contribute to propose a definition of business agility. So let's go without further ado. But what is business agility? Business agility, it's about, according to Mike, and everything that's follow, it's in prioritized order according to his priority value. So first, making all people involved happier, customers, users, employees, executives, stakeholders, etc. Higher customer satisfaction is a good goal, but not at the price of other people unhappiness. So when we say customer is king or is queen, right, but all the other that will contribute to the satisfaction and happiness of the customer that should be in the center should also be happy, okay? So that's the message for his preparation of a definition of the true business agility. Second, developing, doing, learning, improving, and deciding things better, faster, and more effectively, with more effectivity. Third, faster growth through customer satisfaction that will imply profits, more revenue, and employee happiness that will create employee engagement. You see? So that's the true essence of a proposed definition of business agility, according to Mike. And of course, is very, very serious within the subsension architecture and hierarchy. All at once, continuous development and management. Okay. And more disruptive, faster, efficient, and more effective innovation rather than sustaining innovation and operational efficiency. So for him, operational efficiency is secondary to effective innovation and faster efficiency that you could use in Prism and subsension layer to adopt it. And of course, I won't go into other definitions, because for those who follow me for about 3-4 years, and I know among you, because you wrote to me, you are part also of those workshop, you are part of the, so you could go back, especially on my YouTube channel or in my Spotify, and go back to other definition of all those terms if you're new to this channel, if you're new to this episode and screening, okay? So, so the more disruptive, faster thing is the key element for business agility. Implemented with more decentralized and radically decoupled and flat managed organization that have dense social interaction within its members. Yes, because more the complex network of communication and social interaction is big, it's not necessarily scaling that you need, but what you need is a more decentralized or at least distributed network of those communication to radically decouple and flatter the organization in terms of decision making and decision management. Okay, so that's a great think about it, think deep about it. That's already this proposed definition of what is real business agility. And the Dare Real Agile, it's all about the real McCoy, the real thing, the OG thing. Here you have a great foundation of it, all right, a great pillar of it. So Enterprise Scrum is Mike Beadle creation as a business agility framework, is a way to achieve this because Enterprise Scrum is not only a scaling framework, it includes genericity. It's very, very important here. The key word to understand Scrum in enterprise level, it's genericity within the subsension, which is the hierarchy by layer instead of hierarchy by a pyramid. The ability to manage anything, but absolutely anything, in a more agile way. And here, agile, let me stop a little bit. We define agile not about software development technique, not about anything that the business and IT should be together. Here, when we use the word agile, Mike and I, it's the adjective, the qualificative adjective inherent to any type of relationship, to any type of interaction. So we are talking about agile as this adjective, not a noun, not a pronoun, not a brand, not a whatever. It's agile as the adjective of having an individual capable of not only adapting to its environment and the situation in front of herself, of himself, but also start creating, innovating, okay, ways to go alone and to move onward. Okay, this is the agility, as I mentioned, with resonant agility, with high capable people again that want to do something, not just talking shit, not just pretending to be, and not to be, even though you have to do things, you have to make action, not just activity, but you have to act upon your value and your principle, whatever they are. This is true agility. This is true agile. So agile here is the disqualificative that will make you someone, and you could transpose it into a team level, into an organization and company level. So only the agile will survive, Steve Denning mentioned in April of 2020. That's the meaning of it. If you're not agile in terms of this qualificative adjective of moving, not with the flow, but create your flow, innovate, okay, and be more simple. Not just adapting to a situation, but taking advantage of the situation because of your agility, okay? So let's continue. Because that's what's really important. The ability to manage anything in a more agile way. So that's the agile way we are talking about. Using the base, especially in English, of the adjective agile way. So one key aspect of this new way of working is that we don't use phase-based approach to work anymore. Instead, we need rapid feedback from customer, employees, workers, specialists, what have you, okay? That leads to rapid improvement, and anything we do, and anything we do together, it's even better, okay? So for me, that's Mike speaking here, for me personally, the mindset change started some 15 years ago when Mike was the CEO of New Governance, because to be able to better satisfy our customers' needs, we had to change the way we did contracting since 2001 and move on from selling enterprise licenses for our software services version to continuously deliver subscriptions. Over time, we have used this Scrum way of thinking and working for everything else because we realize the world is changing far too fast to work in phase mode and wait that the phase is ending to throw it out to the next phase. And almost any activity, by the way, which is from IT, infrastructure, architecture, software development, software maintenance, feature component base, who cares, and also business thinking, business creation, business design, and everything. So phase mode in almost any activity, it's a failure in front of a world that is changing far too fast and discovering new method of work, especially and technologically. Okay, so in today's world, almost everything is under development. Under development. Read me well here. For instance, companies are under development. Startups are under development. Innovation is under development. Portfolios of anything that you could have to organize your set of things to do, it's under development. Business unit with a lack of business strategy are under development. Customer segment, not even like a third of US corporation manage their value stream with customer segments. Could you imagine that? And when we talk about customer segments, it's including also the marketing, sales, and customer service. Compliance, it's also under development, especially for the banking industry, especially for anything that is related to work with government or civil agility. So this is also under development. And human resources, which is for me, you know, it's PNC, people and culture, finance, investment, et cetera, et cetera. So everything in this world of today's fast pacing, fast destruction, fast distribution, it's under development. So in the 21st century, we should not only be doing all at once software development with great Scrum and great extreme programming, but we should also be doing all at once business management. So executive and the CEO, the chief executive officer, should stop executing phase-based plans and instead put everything under development, on continuous development, continuous integration, continuous whatever you think, not static. Good startups don't execute business plan anymore. They co-develop and co-evolve everything they do, customers, products, market, financial models, business models, etc. In today's world, companies should avoid C-level executive with functional focus, which means all your CFO out there, COO, CCO, CIO, CTO, C whatever. Sloan functional management is outdated in the 21st century, unfit, and should be deemed obsolete in today's fast-changing environment. So can you imagine, this is 2016 with ideas that Mike had for the early 2000s when he was CEO of New Governance, and nobody paid attention unless a couple of friends, a couple of people out there, like the Open Leadership Network that tried to push some values about it with the invitation base, for instance. And of course, Niels Flingen, if I pronounce well, with Beta Codex, are example of something to modernize, to make us progress. And in this year, 2024, of renaissance for me, of everything, I think it was important for today's podcast of the end of March, at the spring of this year of renaissance, to remind our apparently business agility and Scrum community of this greatness from Mike Beadle. Just go back to this great author. It was the Dead Poet Society once. Now we have the Dead Agilist Society with Mike Beadle on the other side telling us, hey, guys, hello. It's just a canvas. You could co-create and co-evolve with others anything you want, but in a Sloan, functional, not outdated way. That's unfit, that's obsolete. Do it with subsension, do it with empirism, do it with continuous development, co-develop and co-evolve everything you do. That's Mike's message here in this paragraph. So let's continue what Mike tell us. To cope with this massive exponential increase and the rate of change. Okay, let me read it at the beginning. Let's fast track that way. To cope with this massive exponential increase in the rate of change, the generosity aspect of Enterprise Scrum can really help in agilizing everything. The wave principle, the value list attributes, the cycle attributes can work together to agilize anything. And on that, I'm going to probably refer you a link to my website where I take the team of Enterprise Scrum on the direction of the Maestro Mike Beadle on how they explain all of those concepts of the wave principle, the value list that replaced the backlog actually, and to the definition of Enterprise Scrum 4.1 that was the last before he'd been killed, unfortunately, because maybe today we'll be at Enterprise Scrum 5. That was a project that I have with Michael Lerman and Suryu, but I'm not forcing anything. I'm inviting and nobody come to the table. So I'm going to go my way now with my business agility model, truly inspired by my late mentor here and those definitions. So anything that I said, if you're new to this channel and if you're new to this podcast, please go back. Go to my website at agile-lounge.com. Under the section business agility, you will have all of those definitions from Enterprise Scrum team and myself into this evolution, the co-evolve. And if you'd like to contribute, please contact us. It's going to be a pleasure to work together. Okay? So that being said, as of this writing, that's still Mike talking to us. I'm reading you what Mike wrote. So when I speak to I, it's Mike, of course. Okay? So as of this writing, and to my knowledge, Enterprise Scrum is the only Agile and Scrum framework that includes generosity, which is the ability, again, generosity is the ability to manage anything in an agile way and take agile as the qualificative adjective again. So the worldwide business agility wave is now starting to sweep each and every industry. The multinational dinosaurs and the unicorns are going first, apparently. I am working now, still Mike speaking, I am working now with three banks, two healthcare, and I was contributing to him in one of the healthcare, by the way, one manufacturer and one service company. I was also contributing. He was teaching me with that. Several unicorns and unicorns to be, and getting phone calls every day with people desperately looking for help in the business agility transformation evolution. Looks like we will have to do massive hiring and partnering in 2017. That was the dream back then. I was part of that. He went up all the way to he disappeared in 2018, 6 years ago. Yeah. And then after COVID hit. So I don't know if he will be still alive and we will have continued to work and progress all the way up to Enterprise Scrum 5, probably we'll reach today or 2021, and with that COVID break and everything. So, but this is the if, let's be present, let's be in the now, let's not be archaic revival, it's the now, and the now it's what happened now. So some prediction that he made in 2016, remember this is writing in November 2016. Some predictions about the innovation revolution, business agility, and Enterprise Scrum. The number one prediction of Mike Beadle in 2016 was massive disruption waves will revamp all industries worldwide. FinTech, InsurTech, EnergyTech, DigiTech, HealthTech, PharmaTech, AllTech. And he's right. And especially HealthTech and DigiTech, since this pandemic that we experienced or the lockdown we experienced in 2020. Number two of his prediction on innovation revolution, business agility and Enterprise Scrum. Business agility transformations will sweep each and every industry starting 2016. The dominoes are starting to fall everywhere. Yeah. That was a dream. That was the case. But remember what happened also in 2016 that we were also fighting is this agile industrial complex, the one-size-fits-all from the big firms such as McKinsey and company and so on, that was starting to impose some agile frameworks, including SAFe. That was a baby that then. Okay. So we were fighting that. So that was the Agile Wars. It's still the Agile Wars. Even if the great split happened and some of us are doing our way with Scrum only, with true empirism and something else than Agile, especially the imposed Agile by the Agile Industrial Complex and all those phony out there that populate LinkedIn, by the way, among other things. Anyways, third prediction from Mike Beadle in 2016, that was most everything will be managed in an agile way within 10 years. So all the way up to 2026, that was his thinking, will be managed in the agile way. This will be the largest and fastest management transformation ever. That was the dream. That was the dream of Steve Denning. That was the dream of the Peter Drucker School and all of those. That's the dream probably of Neil with Beta Codex and so on. But now we see a backlash. We even see the revenge of the PMI with the project management, with the portfolio management coming back and destroying everything Agile did in the last 23 years. So you see, so that's the thing. But anyways, that was the dream. That was his prediction. Is it happening? Only for a few, only maybe for 10, 12% of real innovator, that those who understand real Scrum, who understand real business agility. Because Scrum, you scale it in anything, IT and business. And business agility is the all agile leadership, is the all agile way of resisting the wave and controlling the wave. Okay, number four prediction that Mike did back then is rampant innovation will continue and accelerate. Unicorn density will increase. Time to unicorn will continue to decrease. And unicorn here in the business entrepreneurship life, we talked about a startup that within a year or 2 years, that was mid-2010s, that will become billionaire, that will become successful. This is rare. Unicorn are rare. And this is right. If I look at the Bitcoinpreneur, if I look at the blockchainer, if I look at everything that is going on right now with NSTR, new social decentralized network, any other digital product, I'm not just talking about NFT bullshit. I'm talking about like everything that is related to decentralized finance and more that inspired by the blockchain revolution. That's it. This, number four, it's showing. Those who do innovation by phase are doomed to fail. They will stay dinosaur and they will die under the meteorite. The meteorite of what? Of imposition, fakeness, non-willingness of doing something, static, statu quo, whatever. So that's why unicorn or something that doesn't exist, but yes, it exists in the business, the blue ocean of them will be more densified, as he mentioned, that will increase, and the time to unicorn will start to decrease. So we were in 2015, 2017, all the way around 1 to 2 years to define what is a unicorn. 1 to 2 years to the first $1 billion. Now, apparently, sometimes it's 1 year for the first $6 billion. So it's few of them. And faster. Number five prediction for innovation revolution, business agility and enterprise Scrum that Mike made almost 10 years ago, 8 years ago now. It's software agility and digitalization. I have a problem with that word. And digitization transformation will be absorbed and replaced with broader business agility transformation. So that was the dream of applying this principle fully, agilize everything in the entire organization. But that, again, it's still at war with the industrial complex, with the truthful about the value. So again, only a few will really achieve it. It will not be democratized as he was dreaming, as he was wanting to make it happen. Number six, true agile methods will be used as de facto for those who still believe in agile transformation. So open space agility, I believe it's from Daniel Mizik, enterprise Scrum, which is Mike Beadle, Scrum at Scale of Dr. Sutherland, and so on. So he was seeing this, that these methods will be de facto. So right now, I do believe that Scrum at Scale, it's ramping up with Scrum Inc. under the still sponsorship of Dr. Jeff Shutterland, the co-creator of Scrum. And I do believe that if Mike will still be alive with us, Enterprise Scrum will be probably thriving as well. As for Open Space Agility, as I'm not sure if it's the one from Danielle Mizik or something else, I will reserve my comment. And please, Danielle, if you're watching it, or even Michael Orman, if you're watching it, or anyone like John Jorgensen or whatever, so please comment below. Tell me, or come to the show next time to correct my wrongness, to explain this, the true Agile methods described by Mike Beadle here, please. And number seven, the growing unicorns that I described earlier, and transform Agile dinosaur for those dinosaurs who will achieve a sort of transformation or evolution. And probably this is where I'm going to reach out to Niels and Ryan about this beta codex mindset, because a dinosaur cannot change if they stay in the alpha mode of management. So that grow and manage through preserve agility will dominate the landscape 10 years from now. So his prediction here, it's for 2026, because he wrote that in 2016. So we'll see. We still have hope. But again, the growing unicorns, I'm perfectly okay with that as a consultant myself, helping a lot of entrepreneurs with venture capitalists and a lot of Bitcoinpreneurs, I call it like them, real innovator that don't do phase, that don't do plans, they just do it, test it, it's wrong, let's do something else, let's improve continuously. So I believe the growing unicorn, we are there. His prediction for them are correct. For the transform dinosaur, well, it's so fake. Look at the bank. Look at National Bank here in Quebec. Look at Intact Insurance in Quebec. Look at all of these public organizations that say, oh, we are agile because we do a shift left. Fuck that. Come on. That's nothing. Anyways, number eight, 75% of all Standard & Poor's companies will be replaced by 2017. Okay, I'm going to have to fact check this or to check this. So next time, we'll see how much this is true. And let me just discover that I could do something. So let's do it live. And I'm going to tease Danielle Mizik on it. So Danielle Mizik, will you help me? Do we still have Mike Beadle on Twitter? I'm just playing live right now. I like it. Is it? If I do it like this. Oh, yes. Okay. Enterprise Scrum. I love it. Because I just discovered by reading you this article on Medium that when you highlight a phrase like I did for this phrase of 75% of all Standard & Poor's companies will be replaced by. So I'm going to see if it's how much true. So let's tweet it or X it. What do we do with X? That's is whatever. Anyways, so let's continue, shall we? Number 9 out of 12, actually. So we're almost done. Number 9. Of his Mike Beadle prediction in 2016 about, again, effective innovation, okay? Really innovation revolution with business agility and enterprise Scrum. So number 9 is there will. Hold on a second. I'm reading him as it is, huh? And he was like me. He was not a native English, but he was speaking 5 languages. Let me see. There will be other business agility frameworks that copy the generosity aspect of Enterprise Scrum. That is the ultimate compliment, getting robbed. Exactly. I believe in that. So you could copy what I do with my next level agility, that it's a copy of the generosity of Enterprise Scrum, outcome-based stuff and stuff and stuff. So stop having an ego, stop having copywriting and stuff like this. You could protect your work, I understand that. You want to be a source. I always source everyone, I always credit everyone. But still, that's the greatest compliment of getting robbed of our stuff, of our ways. Number 10 prediction of Mike Beadle in 2016 about innovation, the innovation revolution was new business management technique will replace functional specialties once and for all. So now he's entering in his jargon of a physician. Even myself back in the day, having a gin with him, I said, like, could you stop it? Because I understand that you would like to attract only eye-capable people that understand your language, but you like me, I'm working with you, and I'm still not always catching it. So again, I will require the help of all the Enterprise Scrum community that might catch up today, March the 29th, 2024. Help me with that number 10, because now Mike is going into will replace functional specialties once and for all. He called it DT, BOS. So let me see it. Business Operation System. Yes, BOS, I think it is. DT is Digital Transformation. LS, Leadership System. I don't know. BMG, Business Management. VPD, BB. ZTW, Experience Operation, M3.0. The fuck, Mike? MFH, etc. Okay, so anyways, I think I get some of them because of my conversation with him, but we'll have to expand on this number 10. So please, anyone out there, if you know the acronym, if you'd like to help me search on Bing Bing or whatever, do it. Put it in the comment. That will be helpful. Also for the algorithm. So if you don't know these acronyms by now, you should look them up. That's Mike telling us, you see? So that's I think I know truly 60% of them. But I will look them up and look them up too and put in the comment what you find about those acronyms. And I'm going to put this in the pine comment or in the description. Number 11 out of 12 prediction of Mike Beadle in 2016 about the innovation revolution. New educational programs will take over standard ones. Yeah, on this one, you'll be deceived if you will still be around us. There will be new 21st century MBAs. John Miller coined the term. Yeah. Management for MBAs, it's management of business agility. Unfortunately, it's still Master of Business Administration with full of young, stupid people. Anyways, number 12 in the last prediction of Mike Beadle in 2016 about this innovation revolution. Historians will call this era the innovation revolution beyond and above creation economy. This is how I started calling it 8 years ago. So we talk about 2008. The World Economic Forum calls it the fourth industrial revolution. I like my name better. And yes, Mike, I love your name better. So now he finished the article by proposing his course that he was still doing at Scrum Alliance back in the day. And I'm going to come with my coming out and truly on top of my linked out, my Scrum Alliance coming out very soon, because I'm really disappointed by this organization that I share is like a family since 2006, because they sue Jeff and Ken Schreiber, the co-creator of Scrum. Could you imagine that? An organization created by Ken Schreiber sued them for stupid reasons. So anyways, that was this great article, The Innovation Revolution and How Enterprise Scrum Will Help Getting Through This. And this name is better than, yes, the fourth industrial revolution. And you won't eat bugs. You won't own nothing and be happy. To be happy, you have to do things, fulfill yourself, and more you fulfill, more you achieve things, more you engage, and more you happy. So that's the clue. So I hope you liked it. So happy Easter, happy end of Ramadan, and I didn't verify for our Jew brothers and sisters what is the celebration beside the Passover of this next week. But anyways, for the Dare Real Agile listener only, I'll come back with I Am the Scrum Master, great tutorial, editorial, and two part. For the end of April, and for those who love to follow me on the live streams of Rumble and YouTube and X, we should have maybe, from Mexico next week, the French program, because the first Friday, it's always in French, Un Café avec Frédéric. It's a coffee with Frédéric, which is me, but in French. And we talked about mostly entrepreneurship. It's nothing about Agile. And the Friday Live Agile should come back somewhere mid-April. But actually, you know what? I might take a break because I'm moving and I would like to offer you quality sound. So after testing this one, let's be agile for real, agile way, and this wave. So I'm going to see this recording, how good it is. And I'm going to see if I'm going to do it like more like I start in 2015, 16 with the shitty microphone and shitty no studio, because I'm going to be in the process of moving. So maybe we'll take a break and I'm just doing the Dairy Agile at the end of next month. So on that, enjoy your weekend and remember who you truly are. You are beautiful. You are powerful and you are free to be whoever you want it to be and to do, especially do whatever you want in respect of one another and your true value. Take care and may the Lord have mercy on you. Cheers.